Terry, what do you make of that?
An entertaining 0-0 like we've had in the past. I thought we had the better chances. Thought Armin had scored with his header early doors. Hell of a save from the goalie. Thought he had another chance right at the death where he got across the lad and got, I think it actually skimmed the post. He got too much on it. They had their moments. We had scraps in both boxes, in our box, and I think that our goalie's made a couple of good saves and they bit the crossbar and then right at the end, the skirmish. But I think their lads had it in towards their goal and their goalie saved it and we couldn't quite get the second ball. So, you know, an entertaining 0-0, a clean sheet is a positive, you know, but we've got to start, if we want to win games, we need to start scoring goals. So that's that little bit of extra quality that we lack today. Not for the want of trying, but, you know, one or two not quite on it today. But I still thought we played some good stuff, both halves, when we got it down and played. And as I say, I think we made the best chances.
And you know, coming here, you've got to be physically strong, haven't you?
Well, you know, and Wally's done a great job since he's come in, and the last two wins on the bounce, and they're at home, and they're buzzing, and then you've got to match their fight. I thought we did that. And then try and play more football than them. I thought we did that. And then it was just always a scrap, wasn't it? You know, they were relentless with sticking it on you, which is what we expected, and they did, so they didn't let us down there. And then in the end, it could have been a little scabby toe poke or a little Ronnie Ricochet could have won the game for either team.
You got it down and played, particularly in the first 20, 25 minutes. You had to score, really, in that period, didn't you?
I think you do. You know, Armand has been taking those chances, hasn't he? And the last couple of games, he hasn't. You know, he's a real handful. And it's a hell of a ball in, and then he's left, and I thought it was in, and the goalie's made a great save. And as I say, his second one was right at the end, just skimmed the post. Yeah, when you're on top and you're creating your chances, you've got to score your goals.
It's a point, and it has stopped that mini run of defeats, hasn't it?
It has, and it's a clean sheet away from home, so we'll take the point and dust ourselves down. I think we're really at bare bones today with the squad, with the lads that are injured and not suspended and not available for other reasons. So fair play to the squad for, you know, churning out a performance like that on such a tough place to come. You know, when the timing of this playing them was wrong for us.
You talk about bare bones, and I've got to ask you, Jay Spearing limped out of it close to the end. What's the story with him?
He was just tightening up. You know, he's had a little problem with his calf, tightening up, so, you know, precaution. And then also, let's get Dave on and see if we can win the game. And so he should be okay, but his calf's tightened up.
Your two centre-backs stood up and were counted today. There always have to be in a game like this.
Yeah, well, they knew what was to come, and as I say, Wimbledon didn't let us down, and I thought the lads were excellent. You know, Powdy's not been in the team, you know, as much as he would have wanted, but I thought he was superb today.
Injuries for Saturday or Tuesday or whatever it is, or what day Sunderland are coming to town?
Whatever day it is, we'll dust ourselves down for Tuesday, and I'm hoping to have one or two back for Tuesday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sunderland will have around 8,000 supporters on the Tuesday. How do you think that will affect the game?
Well, it'll be noisy. Be noisy in there, so there will be some atmosphere. See, it's New Year's Eve the night before, and I'm sure half of them are coming on that night, and we might stay New Year's night as well, so it's going to be lively, and it's going to be good, you know, to have a really good atmosphere in there. Obviously, it's an advantage for them, but I think it'll inspire our players to do even better.
You mentioned the players you're missing. It's eight players you got out. Most of them are key men as well. How difficult is it without the likes of Tilt, Turton and Daniels, etc.?
Difficult. You know, it's hard. And, you know, you always want your best players if you're going to go on good runs and stuff like that. But I think the lads that have come in have acquitted themselves well. And as I say, I'm hoping for one or two to be back on up training with us on Monday.
Transfer window opens a couple of days. Are you looking forward to get something done early, hopefully?
We're working on a couple. We won't be doing a lot, that's for sure. There's not a lot of money available. So maybe a couple out and a couple in, and a couple of new faces to freshen it up.
Do you like to be loaned, free transfers, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Thank you.